the meeting.
It is actually 7:00, even though our...
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item this evening is a public hearing on the animal control and chicken regulations. Basically, a few updates. I'll open the public hearing. Are there any comments on the animal control and chicken regulations? Any comments? Are there any comments? I'll put the public hearing closed. Open the meeting of the city council. You have before you the minutes of the March 4th meeting. Any motion for approval or any additions, corrections, or deletions to that meeting?
I'll move that we accept the minutes from the March 4th meeting.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Entertain a motion for approval of the minute shut off.
I'll make that motion for the
shut off.
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Officials of communication, we move on to department officers. Rich?
You got my written report in front of you. I think the big thing is we're still staying busy. 54 or 59 calls ahead of this time last year, so I brought that out to you at the last report. It's just we're continuing to see that stay busy. Our new grant awarded ambulance through the MDOT finally went into production, which I guess is a step in the right direction. However, it's not quite like they said it'd be here the end of March, 1st of April, so I'm thinking probably May or June, probably more realistic now. Other than that, I did give you pictures of the confined space rescue training prop that we partnered with Sibanye Stillwater Mine and one of their partner organizations to put together down there at our training center. So now we have opportunities to do some confined space rescue training, which we've never had before. So that's kind of a cool thing. Other than that, if you got any questions.
Any questions for Rich? Gary?
Nothing further than what I have in my report to council.
Questions for Gary? Scott?
The only thing other than what's on my report is you guys have probably seen those message boards around town that they're going to shut Pratton down again. Cop Construction needs to get a concrete cover by the manholes for snowplow reasons that didn't get done last winter when they were doing them. So they need to shut down. They think they can do it over the weekend. The traffic will be detoured right by your house again, right? But just for the weekend.
I've missed it.
Anyway, that's what that's all about.
Any questions for Scott?
Nothing other than we wrote the report.
Cherie?
Nothing further than what's in my report.
Right, public comment on current agenda items. Any public comment on current agenda items? Okay, reports, non-public business, non-public business. First item is approval of job description announcement for public works general labor for parks.
The reason behind that is my park guy, Sean Strange, is leaving. So this is a position on top of the other one. I just want permission, but I want to get this first one hired and orientated in and everything before I advertise this. I just want permission to advertise it.
When's Sean leaving?
20th.
Wednesday?
Wednesday. That was short-handed.
Yeah.
That basically would pay per hours.
Okay, right.
I'd be in the more 22.
Yeah.
Still one short.
Okay, motion for the approval of the job description.
I'll make that motion. I'll second it.
Second, Cole, is there any discussion? Rick?
Yep.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Next item is the special use permit application for Easter Eve egg hunt.
Well, it's kind of split up though, right?
Yes. Shannon?
Yes, so we would like to do, kind of like Sandy Mahoney's done the last couple of years, just taken over in her absence, but we'll do little guys ages 0 to 11 at 10 a.m. in the morning, so the 8 o'clock is just so we can get a chance to get all the eggs out and the age groups split up. And we'll clean up all the eggs and anything from that. And then at the evening, we want to do one in the dark like she's done in the years past for the teenagers. So they'll have glow sticks or glow necklaces, and we'll hide all the eggs again. And then we have a crew of about 25 people for both sets. So we'll make sure we kind of the middle third of the park is from about the bathroom area to the west across. We'll put the eggs in that area, and then we'll clean back up. But between 11 a.m. and probably 8 p.m., there shouldn't be any part of us there, and then we'll return for the second session.
Okay, that makes sense.
Cool.
Okay, motion for the approval of the special use permit.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Dan. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
My eggs are gold.
Next item is first reading ordinance 369-2024. This is revising chicken regulations. So I entertain a motion to waive the first reading of the ordinance.
I make a motion that we waive the reading of the chicken regulations, 369-2024.
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Entertain a motion for the approval of the chicken regulation on the first reading.
I'll make that one.
Motion by Tim?
Second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
First, ordinance 369-2024 passes on first reading. Next item is first reading of ordinance 370-2024 for revising the municipal animal, municipal code for animals. Entertain a motion to waive the first reading of ordinance.
I make a motion we waive the first reading of ordinance number 370-2024.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
We waive the first reading. Entertain a motion for the approval on first reading of ordinance 370-2024.
I'll make that one.
Tim?
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
First reading passed. Any comments on items on the agenda?
Items not on the agenda?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Comment on items not on the agenda. Can we get to talk about anything you want?
Yes, sir. I'd like to discuss, it'd be City Ordinance 13-08-080. It's the sewer service charge established. I'll basically just read from what the city ordinance reads as currently. What it says is, the monthly sewer service charge is assessed to residential customers for the period extending from mid-November through mid-March shall be based on actual water consumption as shown on the monthly water meter readings reflected in the customer's December through March bills. Monthly sewer service charge is assessed to residential customers for the period extending from mid-March through mid-November shall be based on the four-month average of the customer's water consumption as reflected on the customer's December through March water bills. What I'd like to do, I guess, is to propose an amendment to this. What took place at my place in December, as everyone knows here, that when it gets cold, pipes freeze and you might have a problem. You might not know about that problem until you get a call from Scott's guy, Paul, that said, hey, you've just giving you a heads up that you've used three times the amount of water that you normally use. And you might have a leak. So, okay. Addressed that, took care of the leak. The bill comes, and of course, it's going to be higher than what it normally is. What my proposal for the amendment would be is in regards to basing the rest of the year, or let's say from mid-March through mid-November, shall be based on a four-month average of the customer's water consumption as reflected on the customer's December through March water bills. What I'm proposing is that if there was some sort of an incident, let's say, because normally there will be an average throughout the year of everybody's water bills, and I can understand working for a water district for 20 years that there has to be some way to base what your discharge into the sewer would be. I understand that. But what I would like to propose would be something that if there was, say, a high average and a low average, or a high month rate or a high month usage and a low month usage, to remove those and use the average of the rest of that time. Something of that nature. I know that I'm not the only one that this has happened to. It's happened twice since I've been in the place so far, and just so happens it occurs right up either Christmas Eve or somewhere real close to that, and the city City personnel, Paul, Steve, everybody has been really, really good about responding and taking care of things that you know, helped me. But what I'm getting at is that for the rest of this year, my bill's going to be based on an inconsistent reading, something that isn't an average, something that isn't a regular monthly occurrence. If my usage, say, on an average is 3,000 units per month, and I get billed in the month of December for 12,000 units, that goes with the bill or for that property for the rest of the year. And so what I'm getting at is that it's not, I don't feel as though the average and how that has taken place or how it's written is perfect for situations that come up.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I don't know if we have a mechanism to adjust based on a water break during that period of time, but I can see what...
Yeah, because what we can do is we base it on those 4 months. We can look at that and see, oh gosh, in those 4 months, they had 12,000 one of those months. We can easily pull that month out and do the average on the other 3 months. That way it doesn't skew it for the rest of the year on their average.
If an event
happened, like happened to you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, if something like if that happens in May or June, it doesn't matter because your sewer rates are based on an average through the winter months. So if you have a big break like that, it's going to skew you for the rest of the year on what you're paying on.
And he did pay the bill for that use.
Yeah.
He had to pay $12,000.
So it's something we can definitely change. We just have to update the ordinance and...
And in the meantime, you can
look at what?
If one does go out, right, just get permission.
Does that need an ordinance, or can that be part of our operation?
We can put it in the ordinance. There's no harm to it for long-term clarity. Maybe a good idea would be, who's on water and sewer?
Dennis and...
That'd be a good idea to have them meet with... What was your name?
Jeff Copeland.
Might be a good idea to then meet with Jeff and maybe kind of come up with some
amendments. Me and Dennis.
Yeah. And then we can kind of come up with some amendments and propose to council, and then we can start forward with the first, second reading, and then that way. So you can have some input with council before it goes forward.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure out how to get that done when Dennis gets back. And in the meantime,
we'll just kind of do it. Sure. You suggested
we can adjust. Yeah. Yours can be manually adjusted outside of an ordinance being done.
I just figured I know that I'm not going to be the only one this will happen to. So if there was something of this nature, if it was written in there, some whatever verbiage that we come up could come up with that would make sense.
I think we can come up with something.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments on the items not on the agenda?
Who?
Any other items on comments not on the agenda? Entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Tim. All in favor say aye.
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 Meeting's adjourned.
Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.